little bit of magic time. I feel it. Yes, sir. Terrific shot. I'm in the goddamn woods again. God damn
it. Yeah, again, damn it. Nobody in this world. What do we do?
I spend more time in the trees than the squirrels. Wizard two, why not? I've had 5 heart attacks in the last 10 years. My first was on a golf course in South Carolina. Wasn't all that bad. A couple of dog legs that were more dog than leg, but all of it was playable. So you're assuming, of course, you didn't die in the second hole. The second coronary was at Augusta, where they had the Masters. Went down right in the first fairway. It was a good thing, too, because those greens probably would have been the end of me anyway. My wife used to ask me before she passed on, why do I play a game that seems destined to kill me? It all started back in 1928 when I was just a youngster in Savannah, Georgia.
Jones and Hagen really going at it. It's like neck and neck all the time. Remember that?
No.
They hit in the north sound? 350?
More like 400 with the roll.
I don't care how good Jones and Hagen are. Juna could have beat them both with his eyes closed.
You know, Junior won that thing 3 times.
Now, when I was growing up, every town had its heroes, and ours was Ranulph Juna, an athlete who was a born winner. How I wanted to be just like him.
Shot in the history of golf. He must sink this shot from 110 yards to win the championship. He steps up to the ball. The crowd is hushed in anticipation. Can he make this miracle shot? And he swings! Four! Watch your hands! Four!
Hey,
what
Now, I'd never seen him play myself since it was before I was born, but it was said that Juna had been on track to becoming the greatest golfer this country had ever seen. Titanic off the tee, approach shots which fell to earth, as Sam Snead once put it, like a butterfly with sore feet. He won just about everything, but even he was the first to say that his most significant victory was winning the heart of Adele Invergordon, daughter of the wealthiest man in Savannah. But fate plays funny tricks. It was a patriotic call to arms to fight the war to end all wars. Juna and everyone else in town believed it was his destiny to lead the young men of Savannah into battle. It was to be his crowning glory. but nothing could have prepared him or anyone for the shock and sorrow of what was to come.
Position.
Ready, Captain.
Ready. Get ready.
Position.
Ready, sir.
Ready, Captain.
Prepare to advance. Sergeant. Advance.
Advance!
Confused, broken, and unable to face a return to a hero's welcome, Juna just disappeared. Hoping to forget and to be forgotten. But Adele, being a woman of the South, had survived worse than desertion. And she moved on with her life, dedicating herself to her father's dream.
What we have here is the most magnificent golf resort on the face of God's good earth, and I am building it right here in Savannah. Crew Island, legacy to my sweet Adele.
And we'd like to use all of you as our main suppliers.
Thank you very much. It's quite an opportunity.
What people don't obey, we'll repeal it. All the Ten Commandments, they don't obey that. And yet no law of the statute book.
I was 10 years old when Juna came home.
And the men, they take their tickle from the rip over the rail. The boys, they go home sober and drunk.
Less than a year later, the Great Depression that swept the nation hit Savannah. Jobs were lost, stores and banks were shut for good. And John Invergordon, having spent his last dime on his great dream, opened Crew Island on what should have been a glorious spring day. Been a shot heard round the world.
Oh, Daddy.
But it sure reached every nook and cranny in Savannah.
I'll be putting some doors and closets into Parlor. If any luck, we can have some boarders within a few weeks. Hardy, you think you can share your room with Karen May?
What about store?
Jesus, I've died and gone to hell.
It's not as though you got a choice, Adele. Your cruel island golf resort is dead and gone.
You've got the gumption of a corn, Fred and Escalusa.
Well, my gumption is not the subject here, Adele.
Well, then what is the subject, gentlemen? Huh? If it's your offer to take rolling up my hands for one-tenth of what my father spent on...
You are lucky to be getting a dime on the dollar, Adele.
Just so you gentlemen can turn right around and resell it to some Carolina paper mill for a tidy profit? The fact that you've most likely got the deal in your pocket already is not my problem.
Maybe we should come back when the shock of your father's pass isn't so...
God. Don't bother. I'm not selling.
You got a stack of debts that'll fill every storage bay and a cotton exchange,
and
Adele.
I intend to pay them off. In time.
With what? Ball tokens?
With the tons of money people going to spend once they know that this is the premier resort in the South.
Well, did I miss something? Did I? Or are we not in the midst of a Great Depression?
There's still people out there with money, Nescaloosa, and I'm going to make sure they all know about
Cruella. Well, but how exactly do you intend to accomplish that?
How?
Well, how?
How? I'll tell you how. I'm going to have the greatest exhibition match ever held on the greatest golf course ever built. Bobby Jones.
Bobby Jones.
We'll be playing Walter Hagen.
Walter Hagen.
For the grand prize of $10,000.
What? $10,000? You can't be serious.
$10,000 for one weekend?
Well, I'd make it more, gentlemen. But that's just about all I believe I can raise if I sell everything I own on this earth. Except, of course, Crew Island.
Bob Jones and Walter Hagen are coming to Crew Island.
Play an exhibition match for 10 grand.
That's correct.
They don't know it yet, but that's exactly what they'll be doing.
Have you gone totally off your rocker?
Nobody has the right to call Crew Island Invergordon's folly. Nobody. Good day, gentlemen.
Adele! Nobody holds your father responsible for this depression, Adele. You're a damn fool, Adele!
Save your breath, Judge. She'll sell to us. You really think Bobby Jones and Walter Hagen are going to come to Cruz Island just because Adele Invergordon wants them to?
All fall golf championships in a single year. The Grand Slam. Simply amazing. I don't believe that's ever been done before in the history of golf, has it?
No, it
just takes my breath away.
You don't impress me as someone who tends to lose her breath, Miss Invergordon.
Did you know, Mr. Jones, that reprobate Mr. Walter Hagen, who I hear spends his every minute chasing after women, has been approached about playing in next month's $10,000 Crew Island exhibition match?
No, I didn't. But I'm not clear how this is an urgent matter for the American Red Cross.
Did I say that?
At the front door.
May I speak candidly, Mr. Jones?
I wish you would.
I've come here today to see you because to the South, you are a hero. They see you as a young god, brave, valiant, glorious. One of the greatest golfers in the world today. I would say the greatest golfer in the world today were it not for that unfortunate incident last year when that profligate Mr. Hagen whooped you by 12 strokes on your very own course.
You say he's been invited to play at Crew Island next month?
She has a remarkable talent, Mr. Hagen.
I was the one who hit the ball.
I wonder if you might excuse us for just a couple of minutes, Anna May.
I won't be long.
A charming woman, Mr. Hagen. Although she gave me quite a fright for a moment there with so much weight distributed in front, I'd have sworn she'd tumble right back to the floor before she ever got to her knees. I do admire a man with your vitality. The South is in such an unfortunate place these days, and Savannah most of all. The memories of our disastrous defeat in the war between the states still linger, and with them the defeated, uncertain men who return lacking the vigor we women normally associate with your gender. And now, sadly, here Savannah teeming with the most attractive young women, and nobody, absolutely nobody, to satisfy them. Except for perhaps Bobby Jones, who will be playing in our Crew Island tournament.
So he said, it don't matter what it is, it won't hurt you. You just pop one in your mouth and you chew.
I am pleased to announce that Mr. Bobby Jones and Mr. Walter Hagen have accepted my golfing invitation with enthusiasm.
First, of course, is Mr. Dale Ingordon's commitment to her father's dream. Possibly the most...
Not one to concede defeat easily, Nescaloosa engineered a local uprising against the tournament.
And I'm sure that you boys would think I've been drinking too much blackjack tea. I mean, these are all streets that they're going to be parking in. They will tax the limits of our constabulary.
And you take one of them damn rich Yankees, gives a hoot about Savannah, or anybody in it.
Now, we need the Yankees, but we also need someone from Savannah in the match.
One of us.
Giving Jones and Hagen a real run for their money. They don't know what we're made of.
We need someone from Savannah playing in our tournament.
What about Dougal McDermott? He's trying a trick or two.
He's a Scot. The only time he comes into town is to get drunk. Bobby Jones is from Atlanta.
I said Savannah.
The South. The real South.
Nescaloosa knew the golden rule of politics better than anyone. If you can't beat them, leave them.
All right. Hold it. Hold it, everyone. There's one person we're forgetting. We all know there's one man who hits gargantuan drives off the tee and has a lockpicker's touch around the greens. Savannah's own Enderby Cottonmouth Cunningham.
Well, he's 80 years old. He needs one caddy to carry his golf clubs and two to carry him.
Gina couldn't whoop him, buddy.
You're off your rocker.
Gina couldn't whoop a dead possum in a gun, he said.
That ain't true.
Oh, yeah?
What about Captain Juno?
Who?
Captain Juno. My dad says he's the greatest golfer Savannah ever had.
Artie.
Well, it's true. You must have said it 100 times.
Sit down, son.
The boy's got a point. Juno's born and bred Savannah.
Exactly. And that is the point.
Artie just disappeared. Whatever happened to him?
Forget Randolph Juno, assuming you can locate his whereabouts. I hear he's so far gone he wouldn't know a putter from a pussy willow.
I know where to find him.
You find him, Hardy, and we will be there.
Fly, lad, with winged sandals on your feet.
I live to be 1,000, which doesn't seem likely. I'll never know where I got the courage to call out like that. But once I did, I wasn't backing down.
This could have been the stupidest idea I've ever had.
Captain General? Captain General? This is hard to grieve, sir.
I need your shoes.
Get out of here with that.
Hey, just make sure you guys save some of that money for me now.
You're going to win.
Whoa! What have we here?
Well, well. Look like we got a new card player, gents.
It's all right, boy. You don't need to be scared.
I ain't scared. I've seen men drunk plenty of times.
Well, what do they look like?
Well, they ain't much to look at. At least not so much as they seem to think it is. But it don't scare me none.
Gentlemen, we may be looking at the only male in Chatham County who isn't completely full of shit. What's your name, son?
Hardy. Hardy Greaves.
You Frank Greaves' boy?
Yes, sir.
Well, what brings you here, Hardy?
Maybe I better come back when you're not so busy.
Busy? Well, I thought you were going to say drunk. But I'm not busy and I'm not drunk. In fact, there's enough whiskey in the state of Georgia to get me drunk enough.
Well, how drunk is drunk enough, Captain Juno?
Good question, Hardy. Come on over here, take a seat. I'll tell you how drunk enough is. Aaron, you think you could find a young man a bottle of knee-high out in the cooler?
I expect I could, as long as I takes my money with me.
Now, the question on the table is how drunk is drunk enough? And the answer is that it's all a matter of brain cells.
Brain cells?
That's right, Hardy. You see, every drink of liquor you take kills 1,000 brain cells. But that doesn't much matter, because we got billions more. And first the sadness cells die, so you smile real big. And then the quiet cells go, so you just say everything real loud for no reason at all. That's okay. That's okay, because the stupid cells go next, so everything you say is real smart. And finally come the memory cells. These are tough sons of bitches to kill. Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a golf match out at Crew Island between Bobby Jones and Walter Hagen, and there was a meeting to see who would stand up for Savannah in the match. So I said you would. That's why I'm here, so you can beat Bobby Jones and Walter Hagen.
Hey, I'm a whole lot drunker than I thought.
I'll caddy for you.
You gonna caddy for me against Bobby Jones and Walter Hagen?
Yes, sir.
I'll caddy for you, too. Aaron over there will carry the clubs. I'll carry the ball.
And I'll carry them little wooden tees.
And I'll carry Juno.
I wasn't joking. I heard my dad tell how you won every golf tournament there ever was in the South, and how you hit a drive so long that they made you stop playing for 20 minutes just to measure it for a record, and how you swing righty, but you was in the woods once by this tree, and there was no room to swing righty, so you borrowed somebody's lefty club and hit the ball 6 inches from the hole.
It's time for you to go home, Hardy.
I ain't going.
Well, suit yourself, because I'm going to bed.
Night, gentlemen.
What the hell are you doing in my house?
Trespassing, Juno, but on a matter of great importance to no less than Savannah herself.
Some delegate you got there. In a little past his bedtime?
Isaiah 11:6, and a little child shall lead them. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, Juno.
So what's in it for you?
Pride, the great city of Savannah, so close to my heart.
So close to all our hearts.
Well, you're wasting your time. I'm not playing.
Why is that?
I lost my swing.
Then find it. God damn it! Because you're playing, that's all there is to it. Savannah needs you.
Yeah.
Why don't you get Dougal McDermott? He'll play.
Balls, we don't need some sawed-off Scotsman pooping drives out 40 yards in Jones and Hagen's wake. We need a man with thunder in his fist. A hero to boom that pill out past those golfing gods. We need a knight.
You are a gentle-born chevalier.
That's one hell of a speech, fellas.
I don't take no for an answer.
Well, you're going to have to, because I'm not playing. Now get out.
Something you picked up on your travels?
He's not mine.
He's a little young for a drinking companion, don't you think?
So, Adele, what can I do for you?
I think you know why I'm here, Juno.
I do. A little late to be out looking for romance, though, isn't it?
Would that do it, Juno? Would you play in the match if I had sex with you?
Yeah, that would do it.
Well, that's good, Juno. Considering how infrequently we've seen each other since you've been back, I thought this was going to be a more difficult problem to solve. Now, where would you like to do it?
Right here is fine. Don't worry about him. He's out like a light. Take an earthquake to wake him up.
For an earthquake, you'd have to play many more tournaments at Crewe Island and do quite well at them. Well, how do you suggest we begin? Shall I just run and jump on you, or would you like some preliminary romancing?
Romancing sounds good.
Very well, then. Here's one short kiss. It is, I'm afraid, all the romance that I have in me at this time. I do hope I haven't given the impression that I'm crying over us, Juno. Because I'm not.
You're not.
No, I'm not. I'm crying over Savannah.
Savannah?
Over her pain and the pain of her people.
You're in tears over Savannah.
I am. I truly.
Who'd you take your clothes off for? Chattanooga?
Well, this certainly has been a colossal waste of time.
I didn't ask you to come here.
No, you certainly did not, June. You know, you ever get tired of sitting around feeling sorry for yourself? A little golf might just do you some good.
I've lost my swing, Adele.
Really? Where'd it go?
You can open your eyes now, Hardy. Your education is over. Go on home now.
Who's that?
Just me. Just a man trying to find somewhere to rest his tired feet, taking in some of God's glories. My, what a night.
I could have killed you out there.
Oh, no, sir. See, I set myself directly in front of you. Judging by how you was hitting them balls, I figured that's where I'd be out of harm's way. Excuse me, sir. They say you can tell a player by his grip.
You want some food or something, you go on into the house, help yourself.
Oh, well, thank you kindly, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah, I always felt a man's grip on his club just like a man's grip on his world.
Look, is there something you want?
$5 guaranteed.
Guaranteed for what?
Well, it's a big match coming up, Mr. Jones, Mr. Hagen. A fella gonna be needing a caddy.
You a caddy?
Well, it depends. You a golfer?
I don't need a caddy. I'm not playing. I don't play anymore at all.
Oh. Well, thank you, sir. I take you up on that food you offer me.
All right.
Yeah, even, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Don't make no sense, is all. Man say he don't play no golf, yet he out here this shade of night hitting balls off in the dark where he can't even see him.
Yeah, well, I've done things that made less sense.
As we all have. For $5 guaranteed, I'm offering you my caddy services.
For $5. You know the winner gets $10,000 and the caddy's cut is 10% of that. So that's $1,000.
I take $5 guaranteed.
You don't want $1,000?
You done already said you ain't even playing, and Lord knows how awful you're gonna look if you do. So $5 guaranteed sound pretty good from where I'm sitting. Yeah, rhythm of the game, just like the rhythm of life.
Yeah. Here.
Oh, no, sir. I don't...
Go on. Go ahead.
Well, thank you, sir. You know, some folks say you should put the ball in the front of your stance. Other folks say you should put the ball... You know, folks say...
You gonna hit the ball or you gonna dance with it?
Well, actually, I'm kind of partial to dancing. Me and this guy from Tallahassee...
Hit the ball. So, you're a golfer?
No, I don't play golf.
Give me the damn club.
Here, the trick is to find your swing.
What'd you say?
Well, you lost your swing. We got to go find it. Now, somewhere in the harmony of all it is... All it was. Oof. All that will be. Oh. Wee. I ain't seen a man hit a ball like that since the North-South Championship 1916. You know, they stopped play for 20 minutes to measure how far it went. Bagger Vance, the name. Come on, let's hit a few more.
And that, they say, is how Bagger Vance became Juna's caddy.
Oh, yeah, give me one more just like that. Just like that, my man.
I'm telling you the truth, Will Charles. She was down to her panties and brassiere.
And you were in the room watching all the time.
You really think we're that stupid that we'd believe Miss Adele get down to her skis with you right in the room watching?
It's the God's honest truth, Eugene. Scalp me, shrink my head like a walnut, roasting on a stick. If that ain't exactly what happened, she thought I was asleep the whole time. And that ain't all. Junior's gonna play.
He said that?
Well, not so many words, but... Hey, look over there. Ain't that Mr. Dale now? Across the street?
Where?
I just went into Louder's notion. I could swear it's her. I'd know that figure anywhere.
As far as Juna is concerned, I guess that's just about it.
If we don't have someone from Savannah, I will not support.
All right. I'll play in your damn golf match. I should have let you finish what you started. Now I got nothing at all to show for it.
Oh, for the life of me, I have no idea what you're referring to.
Well, I can explain it to these gentlemen if you like.
Necessary.
God bless Savannah.
The day that Jones and Hagen arrived in Savannah was declared a holiday.
He goes wherever Bobby Jones goes. And that's Walter Hagen's man, Spec Hammond. They say Hagen won't play without him. And that's Grantland Rice, the most powerful sports writer in the country. And he's staying at our boarding house because he's nobody's man.
Mr. Robert Ty Jones Jr. of Atlanta, Georgia. Jones has won 13 national championships, including 4 U.S. Opens and 5 U.S. amateurs. He has also won all 3 British Opens in which he has played. For the first time in history, last year, won the Grand Slam, all 4 major golf championships in a single year. That at the very same time he was winning all his championships, Mr. Jones was earning a degree in engineering from Georgia Tech, a degree in English literature from Harvard, and a law degree from Emory University here in Georgia, all with distinction. Mr. Walter Hagen. Mr. Hagen has won 11 national championships, including 4 British Opens and 5 PGAs. And in one stretch, Mr. Hagen won 22 straight professional championships.
That's work!
Mr. Randolph Juna.
I think we're the underdogs.
Born and bred in Savannah, Georgia. Mr. J. Juno won the Georgia Amateur at the age of 16, making him the youngest man to ever do so. And until he left for the war, was considered the South's premier golfer. Mr. Juno returned from the war a hero, decorated with the Medal of Honor for surviving a deadly mission in which most... the rest of his company were tragically defeated.
Boy, it makes you think twice about stepping on his ball, doesn't it, Bobby?
Mr. Higgs. Ladies and gentlemen, Bobby Jones, Walter Hagen, and our very own Randall Jr.
Sure is some storm a brewing. So where you off to?
However far it takes. You don't expect me to stay around here, do you?
Oh, no, not me. I considered one of the six great miracles of the world. You was even there at all today. Let me help you with these things.
You heard Adele. Robert Jones never finished lower than second in any tournament he ever played in.
I believe Miss Adele said he finished lower than second once.
Yeah, must have been the week he took his law exams.
Yeah, I believe it was.
You'll be needing these shoes here. Where you going, Mr. Junior?
They look like they just about my size.
Keep them.
Thank you kindly, sir. Yep. Sure is some storm heading this way.
It's a pleasure to be here, ma'am. Thank you.
Hardy, you take his belongings up to his room and come right back. I got chores for you.
Yes, sir. Spec, this is the most exciting sporting event ever. Ain't it, Mr. Rice?
Why is that, son?
Why? Because Jones and Hagen, they's out for blood.
Oh, I didn't come for Jones or Hagen. I came for Randolph Juno.
You come all the way down from New York City to see Juno?
Uh-huh. I saw Juno play once. Then he disappeared. I'd love to see him play again, especially against Jones and Hagen.
Go get him, Judah! You go get him!
God bless you, Judah. Show what Savannah's made of!
So it takes that you was interested in being Mr. Juno's forecaddy.
No.
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 No?
Well, maybe I was, but I guess I just ain't got the nerve to ask you yet.
I ain't got the time to sit around and wait till you does, so this here what I'm proposing.
I'm gonna assume that just about the moment you gets up the nerve to ask me, gonna be just about the same moment I decide I'm gonna tell you yeah. How'd that suit you?
That suits me just fine, sir.
Folks call me Bagger.
Yes, sir, Bagger, sir.
I'm going to get to picking all the crud out of Mr. June's shoes. You through with that, we got us some measuring to do out on the course.
Juna knew now that if he were to have any chance at all in the tournament, he had no choice but to come to terms with his demons. The only question in Juna's mind was which demon was giving him the most aggravation, Bag of Ants or Miss Adele Invergordon.
Very much, Mr. Jones. Picture, sir. Thank you very much. That's it. Very nice. Look right over here. Right over here. Big smile. No, no, no. Don't stop dancing. Stay together. Just pretend there's music. Keep going. Keep going. Look right over here. Okay. Give me a smile. Thank you very much.
Longer. A little shorter.
How's that?
Yeah, that's good. One stride equals a yard. You going over to the tee and start counting.
Top golfers always try to get a leg up in the competition by having the men they trusted most sneak onto the course at night and do their own measurements. So Bagger and I walked the course that night, measuring away. Bagger never wrote down a number. He filed it all in his head.
It went a little harder.
Let's go and do that again.
Yeah, but right here is where this game is won. Right here on the green. First you got to see it. Sun gonna be there in the morning. Over there in the afternoon. Funny thing is, the blades of grass gonna follow the sun. The green is gonna shift. That same putt gonna go one way in the morning to other in the afternoon. One way in the morning, the other in the afternoon. You see that? Yeah, golf course put folk through quite a punishment. It lives and breathes just like us.
You think Junior can win?
Yeah, if he can find his authentic swing.
Authentic?
Go on, hit one more for me. If inside each and every one of us is one true, authentic swing, something we was born with, something that's ours and ours alone, something can't be taught to you or learned, something that got to be remembered. Well, over time, the world can rob us of that swing and get buried inside us under all our wouldas and couldas and shouldas. Some folk even forget what their swing was like. Some folk even forget what they swing was like. You keep swinging.
But I don't have any balls.
And don't worry about hitting the ball or where it's gonna go. Just swing the club. Feel the club. Boom, close your eyes.
cousin.
And you can't make that ball go in that hole. You got to let it. I want you to feel your club rolling off your feel the weight of the club. Sailing on the perfect line, dropping out that night, soft as butter. Listen to the sounds of the night. Just keep swinging that club till you feel the breeze.
Inside the water,
seeing every one of us is one rustling through the trees. Authentic swing. Just keep swinging that club till authentic swing.
Part of the whole thing.
Something we was born with.
Take a deep breath.
That's a good thing.
Listen to the sounds of the night.
I don't feel a thing.
Just keep swinging that club till you're part of the whole thing. That's a good thing. Can you see it?
All right, time to go.
Why?
They say that God is happiest when his children are at play. Well, it certainly seemed like God was in fine spirits when the day of the match dawned. People came from far and wide. There wasn't a room to be found in either boarding house or the Crew Island Hotel. The match had been designed as the ultimate championship. 36 holes on Saturday, followed by another grueling 36 holes on Sunday.
Where's Hagin? Oh, he'll be here.
They do put on a splendid show, don't they, O.B.? I hear that later today they'll even be hitting some golf balls.
Ladies and gentlemen, by virtue of the draw, Mr. Jones will hit first, Mr. Hagin second, and then Mr. Juna.
And then suddenly, in that moment, I felt as if I could hear the earth breathing beneath me. Juna hit a promising opening drive, and I was sure he was on his way. It's hard to imagine three more different approaches to the game of golf. Bobby Jones's swing was a study of grace in motion. He had a way of making the difficult shots look easy, and the easy shots look even easier. Hagen, on the other hand, hit more bad shots in a single game than most golfers do in a season. But Hagen had long ago learned one thing. Three lousy shots and one brilliant shot can still make par. And Juna? Well, even now I can't think of it without wincing.
Beach.
Go, ball, go!
Yep, beach.
Oh, he missed
it. We sure got lovely weather for it this morning, though, don't we? Let me get that from you, sir.
Any ideas?
About what?
Could you give me a club?
Yeah, that's a good one there.
What the hell's wrong with his grip?
By the end of five holes, Juna was five strokes behind with 67 holes to go. And things would have been a lot worse if it weren't for Juna's shot on the sixth. It was a birdie, one stroke under par for the hole, moving him to four behind Jones and Hagen and his only glimmer of hope for the entire round.
I think I found my game.
Well, good news, Mr. Juna. Now all we got to do is figure out what game that is.
By the 18th tee at the close of the morning round, Jones and Hagen were neck and neck. And as for Juna...
This is becoming embarrassing.
Oh, no, sir. It's been embarrassing for quite some time now. I'll make a suggestion to you.
Now,
why don't you just hook it out of bounds? Yeah, just carve it out over them pretty trees into the ocean. But really, just do what you've been doing. Then, you'd be so far out to match. Me and you could just relax, enjoy ourselves, rest of the way.
Yeah.
What you waiting for? Go on. Just hook it to hell and go on. Put yourself out your misery. You want to quit, Mr. Juna? You know, you can just go ahead and creep off somewhere. I tell folk you took sick. Truth be told, ain't nobody gonna really object. In fact, they'd probably be happy as bugs in a bake shop see you pack up going home.
You know I can't quit.
I know. Just making sure you know it, too. Man Alive, The Fairway.
Hello, Bagger. Hello, Mr. Bagger Vance. I want an explanation. It better be a good one. What in God's green earth are you telling him?
Sir, I sure will be most appreciative if we talk about this a bit later. Right now, I'm busy assisting Mr. Junior.
Well, you have done a hell of a job so far.
Okay, let me talk to him. Let me talk to him, Miss Calusa. Mr. Vance, I think what the judge is trying to determine here is what exactly your strategy is for helping poor Mr. Junior find his game, because to the untrained observer, it appears you know as much about being a caddy as I do about driving a locomotive.
Oh, y'all want to know my strategy? Well, right now, my player's a little confused about who he is. See, he still thinks he's Randolph Jr.
He is Randolph Jr., you damn twit.
Well, he is in the end.
Anybody drinking?
Me a uncle named Rufus. Lost his right arm in a cotton gin. Learned how to do everything with his left arm. At his tail, he was changing his wheel on a wagon. Axle snapped, chopped off his left arm, so he learned how to do everything with his teeth.
It's a mistake.
One night, he said some things to Mr. Johnny he shouldn't have said. Mr. Johnny, knock all the teeth out of his head.
Savannah's own.
So he learned how to do everything with his feet. Up till he got this, fungus. It grew all up the seat.
Stop it.
I'm trying to tell you a story about overcoming adversity.
Listen, you want to talk to me about my grip? Fine. Talk to me about my swing? Fine.
You don't want
to
hear about the fungus? I mean, he became a dancer. Oh, he made a fortune. It was the most amazing thing to see this armless, toothless man sliding back and forth across the stage to the music of Bessie Smith and the Duke.
I don't care if I'm 12 strokes back. I just don't.
You don't even want to win?
It's just a game, Bagger.
Ah. Yes, sir. You done said it yourself now. That's a game. So maybe, just maybe, there's something else that's riling you. Maybe you thought you was just going to sashay out onto that green and the old hero of Savannah just reappeared all by itself. Don't work that way is all. The junior you was, you ain't never going to be again. Ever. That's all I'm saying.
You don't know a damn thing about me.
Well, I know one thing for sure. You gonna look pretty foolish tromping out there with two different shoes on your feet.
Oh, Jesus. You got an answer for everything, don't you, Bagger?
Let me tell you something. There's no difference between winning and losing and anything in between. What's lost is lost. A man lives, a man dies. And in the end, it all turns out the same. You're alone. And that's all you're ever gonna be.
That a fact. Alone. So a soul is born with everything that the Lord can give it, and things don't go its way, so it just gives up, and the good Lord just takes everything back?
That's right.
And then the soul dies alone. But that's pretty much what you say?
That's right.
That's a sad story, Mr. Jenner.
Yes, it is.
And that's just about the
dumbest thing I heard any fool say ever.
You got yourself a hard eye there, Mr. Jenner. Soul is born with everything, don't look dies in the good Lord. You a funny man, Mr. Jenner.
Well, for now here, Bobby just waiting to make his big move. He don't want to peek too early.
You think Walter doesn't know that? He's keeping pace with Bobby step for step. And when Bobby kicks his game into high gear, he's in for a big surprise.
What about Junior?
Well, what about him, son?
Well, there's still three rounds to go, and that's 54 holes. All he's got to do is pick a one stroke every four holes, and he wins. Well, it's possible.
Well, it's possible, son, but it's not very likely. I mean, I've been told that Junior has shown no signs of getting his game together. And he's playing Bobby Jones and Walter Hagen.
What do you know? You can't even get yourself a decent job.
Hardy! Hardy Greaves, you come back here!
And go, Ida. Been a hard time for the boy.
Is there something you wanted to tell me?
Well, I'm trying to think of how to say it, Juno. There is a purpose to this visit, and that's to apologize. But I'm not a naturally apologetic woman, so it takes me a little longer to get my thoughts in order. I want to seem properly contrite for having gotten you into this golf match, but not seem that what I did was ill-intentioned, because it was not.
What exactly are you apologizing for?
For publicly humiliating you?
Hmm. Well, that'd be a good thing to apologize for.
However, I think that basically what I'm trying to say is that I'm sorry, but it's not my fault. You're the one to blame.
That's one hell of an apology, Adele.
I'd stop the tournament in a flash if I could. I truly, truly would. Because I know it's just going to get worse. And the way you're playing, you're simply destroying any chance Jones and Hagen have of playing well. And your supporters, who are every man, woman, and child in Savannah, are so demoralized that they can barely hold down their lunches. So, you want my apology or not?
No.
Well, that's a Juno I know. Just full of little surprises.
What was it, Adele? What did you like about us?
I like the way we dance.
What's your problem?
And they were just looking at me like I was stupid or crazy or something. To think that you could beat Bobby Jones or Walter Hagen being 12 strokes behind, even though I told them all you had to do was pick up one stroke every four holes for the next 54 holes, right?
Yeah, right.
And who do you think was telling me what a hopeless case you was the most? My very own father, who says that he was a good friend of yours until you lost your mind in the war.
He's right.
You can't win.
He was a good friend of mine.
He's sweeping streets, Captain Juno, in the middle of Savannah, where everybody can see him. Me, my friends, and everybody.
You feeling sorry for yourself because your daddy's got to sweep streets?
The only man who can't get work. Wilbur Charles' dad can't get work neither, but he says he'd rather do nothing at all than something beneath his dignity.
Grow up, Hardy.
It ain't time for me to grow up, Mr. Junior.
Your daddy's out sweeping streets because he took every last dime he had and used it to pay up every man and woman he owed and every business who worked for him instead of declaring bankruptcy like everyone else in town, including your best friend, Wilbur Charles's dad, Raymond, which is why he's able to sit around all day long on his dignity. Your daddy stared adversity in the eye, Hardy, and he beat it back with a broom. You really love this game, don't you?
The greatest game there is.
You really think so?
Ask anybody. It's fun, it's hard, and you stand out there on that green, green grass, and it's just you and the ball, and there ain't nobody to beat up on but yourself. Just like Mr. Noonan keeps hitting himself with a golf club every time he gets angry. He's broken his toe 3 times on account of it. This is the only game I know you can call a penalty on yourself. If you're honest, which most people are. There just ain't no other game like it.
We better get going.
Didn't see that, Bobby. Remind me when we're out there. I'll show you where it's at when your second shot catches up to it.
Oh, yes. Greatest game there is. Right, Hardy?
Yes, sir.
The greatest game there will ever be.
Just you and the ball.
All by your lonesome. I think it's time.
Time for what?
Time for you to see the field.
The field? I see the field, but it's 445 yards long. It's got a little red flag at the end of it. It's 12 strokes ahead of me. Come on.
That ain't it. Because if you seen the field, you wouldn't be hacking at that ball like you was chopping weeds out from under your front porch.
Just give me the club.
Sorry I brought it up. Here, you gonna take that hack away.
What's the field?
Fix your eyes on Bobby Jones.
He needs a piece of work here right now.
Well, in the man room. Man room. Knock it out there, Bobby.
Is searching for something. Then he finds it. Watch how he settles itself right into the middle of it. Feel that focus. And he got a lot of shots he could choose from. Duffs and tops and skulls. But there's only one shot that's in perfect harmony with the field. One shot that's his. Authentic shot. And that shot is going to choose him. There's a perfect shot out there trying to find each and every one of us. All we got to do is get ourselves out of its way. Let it choose us. Look at him. He in the field. See that flag as some dragon you got to slay. Have to look with soft eyes. See the place where the tides and the seasons and the turning of the earth all come together. Where everything that is becomes one. You got to seek that place with your soul, Junior.
Seek it with your hands. Don't think about it. Feel it. Your hands is wiser than your head ever gonna be. I can't take you there, Juno. Just hopes I can help you find a way. That's you. That ball. That flag. And all you are, seek it with your hands. Don't think about it.
Feel
it. Looking
focus.
At it, Juno. Feel it. It's just
there's
you.
There's only one shot that's in perfect that ball, harmony. You don't see that.
It's the home of your authentic swing. That flag. And all that you are.
Blind squirrel finds an acorn now and then, Bobby.
The rest of that afternoon is a blur. Juno kept asking question after question about the field, while Bagger just acted like nothing much had happened and kept making remarks about how much Hagen's socks must have cost and how long to dry tobacco leaves before they make a good smoke. But somehow, in the middle of it all, Juno started playing golf. As the day and the second round came to an end, there was genuine excitement.
I do so enjoy this little game.
Why don't you ladies freshen up, and I'd love you to join me for dinner. Hello, Hugh. Juno. I'll have a double scotch.
All right, sir.
Pretty entertaining out there today, huh? That's what the people want. Entertainment. I got a proposition, Juno. Exhibitions are the thing now. $5,000-$10,000 for 2 days' work. How'd you like to go on tour with me? We'd have some good matches. I'd expect to win, of course. But then we'd split the money 70-30 afterwards. You get the 30.
So what can I get for you?
Well, don't get me wrong. I'm not just looking for another payday here. I couldn't breathe if it weren't for this game of golf. I've once had the next king of England hold the pin for me while I putted. Did you know that? I did. Yes, I've paid back everything that golf gave me several times over. And now I'm on the receiving end. Whew! It's the good life, Juno.
Why me?
Crowd likes you. I think we have a lot in common, you and I. We've got no illusions that there's anything out there really worth getting riled up about. But the meaning of it all is that there is no meaning. Now, you'd be good company, that's all I'm saying.
Thanks, Walter. I'll think it over.
Hey, I admire the way you're dealing with this match, Juno. Fighting the way you are, it's damn noble. But no matter how good a fighter you are, just remember, I can ask the king to hold the flag for me when I putt, but he's not going to give me his crown. Neither is Bobby, and neither am I.
I'm not asking for your crown, Walter. If I wanted it bad enough, I'd just take it. Strokes behind the two greatest golfers in the history of the sport. They've never blown a lead in their lives, and I'm gonna win. You know why?
Panic?
That's right.
Oh, you don't buy anything?
Yes.
Oh, I ought to go back to my guests. Yes, I should go back to my guests. You will stay in touch. I don't think I can wait another 12 years for the next installment. Something about me that you particularly miss? Something that I can feel gratified about depriving you of all these years?
I like the way we dance.
Driver, I need the driver. It's gonna take everything I got.
Oh, that's for sure. That's a jigger. Help you keep it under the wind.
Bagger, my putter's got more loft than this thing.
Well, actually, they're just about the same.
Oh, now that's good. I'll just putt the ball down the fairway then. Anything else?
Just bash the living shit out of it.
An iron? Well, I don't suppose it matters much what club you use when you start the day 8 strokes back.
Juna Eagle, picking up 2 strokes on the very first hole. And he picked up another stroke when Jones bogeyed the second. And 2 more strokes on Hagen when he double bogeyed the third.
That looked like 180 yards to you?
No. It's 181. You might want to play that ball back just a bit in your stance.
What?
What's up,
Jones,
Willie?
Make a run for
him. 13, and he's pulled within three of Jones and two of Hagen. He made a hole in one on eight. God bless Savannah and the men she propagates.
His play in the third round was beautiful to watch. While Jones and Hagen discovered new hazards of their own, Juna had discovered, as Bagger so eloquently put it, how to stop thinking without falling asleep. Juna finished the third round one stroke behind. It was a new match, and no one knew it better than Jones and Hagen.
Gents?
I don't believe Walter planned on exerting himself. It was fun this morning, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
This is my last match, Juno. I'm retiring.
You're at the top of your game.
Well, I've got a wife and three small children and a law practice. It's time to stop. Just a game, Juno. You know, I'll never forget you winning the Georgia Open in 1916. I'd never seen a swing so sweet. Oh, man, get so much pleasure from it. This is my last 18 holes, Juna. And I've been thinking I couldn't have picked a better way to end it.
Thank you, Bobby.
It is truly my pleasure.
I can't let you win out of sympathy. You know that.
I do. And I have no intentions of losing my last match.
No, I think this is a very good time. I don't want to do anything that might disrupt your concentration or anything, but since our little encounter last night, I've been thinking. 10 years and not one single solitary word from you? You don't do that to someone you love. I deserve better. I deserve some correspondence and some indication of what you felt. Oh, Jenna, I don't know what happened to you, but whatever it was, it could not have been as unbearable as a woman waiting with no end in sight, wondering if she's remembered or forgotten by the man she loves. You never even said you were sorry. And now I'm supposed to just run into your arms and melt like butter on a hot muffin?
I'm sorry, Adele. I am truly sorry.
It's too late for I'm sorry, well, Juno.
But then tell me what to say. It was too long ago.
No, it wasn't. There was just a moment ago.
Did something happen since we talked last night?
No. None that I can think of. Well, this is barely the place to talk about it. You gotta go back to your game.
Juno was playing a fierce fourth round, and a wild thought began to percolate through the crowd. Juno could win.
I think the driver bagged
him. Well, you got water all down the left side. Why don't you go and put your spoon out there with Jones and Hagen? Play this thing smart.
No, I'm gonna hug the left, get there in two, and close the door on these guys.
Hold yourself now. We got four more holes to go. You can all settle down a little bit.
I've never been more settled. An eagle and this thing is over.
Fire into the wind, out the bunker.
Jeez, the lip's too high. So much for an eagle.
Says who? Where's that driving iron, bagger?
Well, there's a time to hit that shot, and there's a time to leave it in the bag. It's one of them times you feel this is.
That's amazing. Man's gonna go for the green with that cleeky looking thing. He's got the guts of a Greek god.
I don't care if he's Apollo, son of Zeus. That ball won't clear the water.
I hope you're all paying customers.
She don't succeed.
Which would make your spot, right here, Juno.
Get your moon.
When Juno dropped that ball, it was as if every heart in Savannah dropped with it. None landing harder than his own.
You gonna be wanting a different club there, Juno?
I can't do this.
Hey, you might should just loose your grip up a smidge. You know, a man's grip on his club is like a man's grip on...
It's not what I'm talking about.
I know.
No, you don't.
What I'm talking about is a game. A game that can't be won. Only played.
You don't understand.
I don't need to understand. Ain't a soul on this entire earth ain't got a burden to carry. He don't understand. You ain't alone in that. But you've been carrying this one long enough. Time to go on. Lay it down.
I don't know how.
You got a choice. You can stop, or you can start.
Start.
Walking.
Where?
Right back to where you always been, and then stand there. Still. Real still. And remember.
It's too long ago.
Oh, no, sir. It was just a moment ago. Time for you to come on out the shadows, Juno. Time for you to choose.
I can.
Yes, you can. But you ain't alone. I'm right here with you. I've been here all along. And played a game. Your game. The one that only you was meant to play. The one that was given to you when you come into this world. You ready? Come on, take your stance. Strike that ball, Juno. Don't hold nothing back. Give it everything. Now's the time. Let yourself remember. Remember your swing. That's right, Juno. Settle yourself. Let's go. Now is the time, Juno.
Juno.
bagger?
Yep.
You are one hell of a caddy.
Hell, I do the best with what I got to work with. I ain't done yet.
By the 17th, Juna got his swing back.
You have the right to call the game on account of darkness.
That crowd will string us up by our thumbs if we don't finish.
All right! Play will continue! Yeah!
This is when a man needs pals in the Mermaids Union.
Get your cars, boys! I want every car on this property lined up with lights blazing! I don't care if you're kitchen help or Savannah police! If you got a car, get it in gear! Come on now!
Then Hagen came back from the dead.
To get a smoke? I want you to tell Speck to hold the flag in case I make it. They'll love that. I want a 3-iron. Get my shoes.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, you want Speck to hold the flag for him in case he sinks it.
I'm going, Miss Plainwalder.
The ball moved.
No.
It moved. I have to call a stroke on myself.
No! No! Don't do it. Please don't do it. Only you and me seen it, and I won't tell a soul. Cross my heart. Ain't nobody gonna know.
I will, Hardy. And so will you.
You've got to tell him not to do it, Bagger. just a stupid rule that don't mean nothing.
That's a choice for Mr. Juno, Hardy.
No one wanted the penalty assessed, not even Jones and Hagen. This was no way to win a match.
Maybe you're mistaken, Juno. Maybe it moved before you touch the impediment.
Might not have moved at all. The light plays funny tricks this time of day.
A ball is deemed to have moved if it leaves its original position in the least degree, but not if it merely oscillates and comes to rest in its original position. Is she different? Can you be certain? Sometimes a ball will shudder and then settle back again, Junior.
The ball was here, and it rolled to here.
Hit it quick, old boy, before you have time to think about it.
You're leaving.
Yes, sir. Yes, I am.
I need you.
No. No, you don't. Not no more. There's a small matter around about $5. It was guaranteed.
Yes, it was.
Expect you won't be needing these shoes back now. Yeah, I done broke them into my foot and all, you know. Thank you, sir. This man is yours, Hardy. Take him on in.
You want me to take over for you? You leaving me?
Only for a little while. You pick up Mr. Juno's bag. You towed it real straight now, yeah?
But what if something comes up? And I don't know what to do?
Well, I got a feeling you figured out. But I'll be seeing you.
What's going on here? You can't leave him now. He needs you, Baggy. You're the only chance he's got. You have to stay. You walk out of here like this, you'll never caddy in Georgia again. I'll personally see to it. You hear?
Juno lied.
He lies two with a penalty. He'd be hitting three.
Well, I can't hit it any better than that. Judging from the sound, I think I just knocked your ball in the cup. Interesting match.
I always thought so.
All right, everybody, coming through. Out of the way. Get back.
Hagen and Jones both lay two, a shot ahead of Juno. If either of them sank their putts, Juno would lose.
What do you think, Hardy?
Well, the night air's gotten colder. My guess is it's put a layer of dew on the warmer grass, which is going to slow your ball down.
So you go on over and stand with your father.
You sure?
Go ahead. Go on.
That is one tough shot. Make it.
That was the last match in competition Bobby Jones ever played. From that time on, Walter Hagen played only exhibition matches. As for Captain Ranolph Juna and Adele Invergordon, they did have that dance. And me, well, it seems like yesterday I used to see old guys like me wonder why they still bothered with this crazy game. Oh. But it doesn't matter. As Bagger once said, it's a game that can't be won, only played. So I play. I play on. I play for the moments yet to come, looking for my place in the field.